الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Allah verily hath shown grace to the believers by sending unto them a messenger of their own. It was this strata, this lower strata of believers, whom Allah granted His favor so that He arose from among themselves a person who would be of similar disposition, who would sit together with them and eat and drink with them and live in mosque in the same way that the Prophet lived there and consult with the Prophet in the same mosque and prepare and equip the soldiers for pounding the enemy. From this same population, He chose the messenger to fight against those who wanted to do all those things.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini, and in today's program, we will talk about Shiism. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that we are proud that our madhhab or school of thought is the Ja'fari, and our fiqh, which is a boundless ocean, is the Ja'fari fiqh. In these two statements, where he is referring to the school of thought and where he is referring to the fiqh or jurisprudence, he showed that he is proud to follow the Shiism. Why? Because the Shiism, and especially when we are referred to Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, we are definitely referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because at the time when Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam was alive, his students, his enemies, and those who know him from different school of thought, they all used to call him Yabna Rasulillah, O the son of the Prophet. And we are proud that Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam was the teacher of all others. If today we see there are different school of thoughts in Islam, for example, we have Hanafi, Shafi'i, Hanbali, they all are considered as direct or indirect students of Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
We are proud to follow a school which is the father school, which is actual school, which has given the guidance to everyone, regardless of which school of thought the others were. Therefore, we are proud to have such a school of thought. Why? Because this school of thought is taking us towards the right path. This is a school for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran that, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. O those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be God-weary and be with the truthful ones. And who can be more truthful than Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salatu wasalam? Therefore, this is Ahlul Bayt, this is the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt, which is the truthful, and we are following, we are being with the truthful ones, which are said in the Quran. On the other hand, we know that the Prophet has said that I'm leaving amongst you two things. One is the Book of Allah and the other is my Ahlul Bayt. And you must follow both of them. Therefore, Imam Khomeini says, I'm proud of following such a school of thought.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.